Good evening, everybody. Well, here we are, back for more. We're already on intensive number 5. Isn't that amazing? We started the Trust Town 6 weeks ago, and been very pleased with what's happened so far, but I believe the best is yet to come. And like I say all the time, we're going to finish strong. But let me pray here before we get into tonight. Father in heaven, we just give you praise, give you thanks for this day. So grateful for what you're doing in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, just a demonstration of your goodness, working in our lives, answered prayers, giants falling, giants being slayed. We just thank you. We're moving forward together financially in every area, Lord, growing up in the Word and growing up in the things of God, moving forward in all in our lives. So we thank you for it tonight. Bless this service, and let you walk out of here encouraged and inspired and edified by all that takes place here tonight. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, week number one, we did identifying your giants and got all the different lists up there. There was a whole lot of up there about debt. That was one of the major giants. We got our trust rocks. Anybody thrown theirs yet? Anybody or anything? Second, huh? At their mates. the second week was the world systems versus God system, and that was really good, exposing really the world's way of doing things versus God's way of doing things. And then the third trust intensive was about leading your treasure, and it was basically managing your money based on your values. I thought that was a really good night. Great discussion that we had about our values and the correlation with our money. And then last week was the debt snowball. And we had the chain and we broke our dependency on debt. And that's a big one. Again, a lot of needs up there about that. And I really believe we're going to move forward there. The schedule is going to be we're going to take the next 2 Sundays off as far as meeting here. But there's going to be a video, and you'll be getting a link for that. So it'll be 2 different videos to watch, and there'll be assignments. But they're really good. I know what those are going to be about, so those are going to be good. Here's some things I'm expecting to happen in the last few weeks. Financial giants continuing to fall that will begin to live differently financially, and just look at money differently. That God will entrust us with more resources to further his kingdom work. I believe God wants to get finances over to people to finance the gospel. And I want to be a part of that. I want this church to be a part of that. And then one of the big things I want is more peace in our homes. I don't want you stressed out about money and bills and all those different things. Just to have peace in your marriage and peace in your life. And money should not be a curse. Money should be a blessing in our lives, and should be something for good. And so I want to see that happen. So I'm going to read our theme scripture. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. It says, "Tell those rich in this world's wealth to quit being so full of themselves." Aren't people just full of themselves? Not people here, but so full of themselves and so obsessed with money. And that is really the case, and it's just... And I think we're even going to be recognizing it even more. Just obsessed with money, which is here today and gone tomorrow. Tell them to go after God. If that's one thing that for each of us, that, you know, one of the things I'm hoping for all of us is that we go after God. You know, it's only in him that we truly have life and the abundant life and to have joy and peace and all those things is only found in Jesus. That's the only place. You can search all these other things. And it can only be found in Jesus. Tell them to go after God who piles on all the riches we could ever manage. And the scripture says that for all of eternity, including while we're here on the earth, he wants to pour out his riches. You know, we're on his mind. He wants to demonstrate that to us for all of eternity. I mean, it's just amazing. He wants to bless us. We're on his mind to do that. Piles on all the riches we could ever manage. And see, that's the thing. We have to be in a place to be better managers. The Bible word is stewards, but it's kind of a boring word. But to be better managers of what he entrusts, you know, what he gives us. I want to be that. I want to be a better steward. to do good, to be rich in helping others, to be extravagantly generous. That's how he is. That's how I want to be. If they'll do that, they'll build a treasury that will last, gaining life that is truly life. And then that's my prayer, that we really just live. And we're not just making it, not just getting by. We're overcoming, you know, taking authority over the devil. But then that we're impacting a lot of lives for the kingdom. I want to touch a lot of lives. And this trust challenge is part of it. Money is a part of that. And he's got a vision and a plan. And with every vision comes provision. But sometimes we're the ones that are short-circuiting the provision. It's not God. We're the ones. And that's what we're making some changes here. So I'm going to turn it over to Susie. Are you ready to do your part or do something? You got something planned? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to take a few minutes. And, oh, more people came. We're going to take a few minutes, and we're going to share some testimonies. And we wanted to do that at this point where before our two-week break, we wanted to, have our last intensive really be a celebration of what's happened so far so that we would all be encouraged, so that we can, brag on what God's doing and his goodness, because he's just getting started with what he's going to do, so we can all refocus, on where we are and what we're doing, because we're, how far are we into this? Just over a month into this. And when you get into something, you've been doing it for a little while, it can kind of, lose its, we can get really excited at the beginning and then sort of lose our fervor towards it. But tonight we want to reignite that, especially with us taking these this break next week for Master Sunday and then the next week for Easter Sunday. We don't want to, lose what we've gotten. We want to kind of charge ourselves up as we go forward. And I think one of the best ways to do that is to talk about what God has actually done. And so I just want to take a moment. We're going to just bow our heads just for a moment. We're going to pray. And I'm just going to pray for all of us. And I just want all of us to reflect on what God has done, because some things Mala has a testimony she's been sharing on Facebook and all about Shelby. You could share that again tonight about God providing for the prom, or maybe you heard Kimberly this morning share hers. So there's things that are like that, but I know there are other things too that God's done that maybe aren't so glaringly obvious to you. And I just want all of us to have something that we can rejoice over, whether we share it or not. I think all of us can see God's work in our lives already. So let's just take a moment and pray. Father, I know that you've already been working. We can see evidence if we just take a moment and look in our lives. And so, Father, I pray for all of us right now that you would just reveal to each of us, whether we actually stand up and share it or not is not the point, but you would reveal to us and show us how you have been working in us, how you have been working through us, what you have done to help us, how you have encouraged us to trust you and shown yourself faithful of being trusted. And Father, tonight, as people get up and share from their heart their testimonies, I pray that all of us will be encouraged, that we will be strengthened. As we share together, we will rejoice, that there will not be any moment of envy, but there will just be rejoicing and sharing together, that what you're doing for one, you're doing for all. And all of us can look at what's about to be said and what's about to be testified of, and we can say, we have the same God. And if he will do it for them, he'll do it for us. And that we are a body together, so he is. You are doing those things for us. We thank you, Father, not just for what has happened, but what's going to be happening in these next few days as we continue with this trust challenge. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you want to share, we're going to take some testimonies. And this is what I'm asking you to share at this point in our time together tonight. If you have something, which I believe a lot of you do, something that God's been doing that you want to give a testimony of, whatever it might be, whether it's he's relieved a debt or you've been encouraged in some way to trust him further. For some of you, it might be, a renewal of giving or tithing, or it might be, an unexpected windfall or a promotion or a job, or it might just be anything that God is doing in this area that you would say, this is a result of me stepping out to trust God more. It doesn't even have to be financial. It's something that you're doing to step out and trust as you've put your trust in God, he's doing in your life, and I want you to share it. So who's going to be first? Sean Lewis. That was enthusiastic, brother. Now, this mic's a little different. You have to kind of hold it right there.
Okay. How about now?
Well, this is one of the things we've been confessing, because this ties into what's been going on with us. Because when you confess it, it happens, right? And then I was really encouraged by the sermon this morning. I remember when you preached it before, but that was very encouraging, because the stuff that's been happening with us has all just been little stuff. So I was like, well, you know, it's not really big enough to talk about. But then I thought, and then today after church, I was thinking, well, if there's a million ways and every one of them's little, that's going to add up to a lot. So I'm good to go. All right. And this is a confession I came up with actually a few months ago before we started Trust Challenge. And this is one I wanted to use, because I've been studying about the prosperous soul and all that. So through the blood of Jesus, I have a prosperous soul. Everything I put my hands to prospers. I bear fruit in due season. My leaf does not wither. My accounts grow at a rapid and accelerated rate. My debts are paid in full, erased, deleted, canceled, forgiven, and forgotten. Miraculous, abundant provision comes to me in the form, I'm going to take a breath here, of cash checks, rebates, refunds, settlements, gifts, write-offs, scholarships, opportunities, pay raises, interest, dividends, tickets, material goods, property, and discounts. And then I just added today, and a million more ways. So this is just a few of the million ways, but what, you know, some of the things that have been happening with us is like somebody just came up to me at work and gave me tickets the other day. That's one of my confessions here. One of the things I confess is tickets. Keep my glasses down so I can keep referring to this. It's one of them's tickets, right? So I just started confessing that months back. And then and opportunities, another thing I confess. And I have a side business where I do computer work. Well, just it had slowed down a good bit, but just lately, you know, in fact, I got a call while I was in church today. I looked at my phone. We left church, and a client called me, and it was one of those people that like to try to do things themselves, and he tried to do something himself, and he couldn't do it, so he called me, and he understands it's going to cost him more for me to go behind him and fix it. So anyways, that's $550 that I'll be making, and I got another client that is upgrading, okay? So that's good stuff. My retirement accounts, you know, because you said we're not doing it to brag. I told Kathy the other day, I said, I really don't want to get up and say this stuff, because I don't want to sound like I'm bragging all that. But my retirement accounts have been yielding more profits in the last 3 months than they have in the last 3 years. So I'm thrilled with that. I mean, like double and triple. So rebates, refunds, settlements. We had a settlement a while back. I told about that already. And so I'm believing God for the rest of it, too, the write-offs and scholarships, pay raises. So.
Yeah. Can you put it on the Trust Challenge? Just post it on the Facebook page? That'd be good, too. All right. Those were awesome. And those weren't little. $550 is not little. Who here thinks, well, that's too little for you to take? All right. Who's next? Oh, Neva, come on.
This has really changed mine and Johnny's life, just attending these meetings. I started the meeting telling our group that when we got our tithe offering report from last year, I was devastated. And it wasn't because we had stopped tithing, but because our income had dwindled dramatically. And so if you don't have income, we're still tithing and giving, but not on the level that we had been. And that is ultimately my goal. And the one word on mine is lack of income. So anyway, the second week, a lady calls me. I barely know her. And she says, I need X number of dollars. Can you help me out? I said, let me talk to my husband. It's not in our finances. It's not in our checkbook. It's not in our wallet to give this lady. And Johnny said, well, I've got this much cash. So I called the lady, and I said, I didn't even know where she lived. And anyway, long story short, I met her. I gave her what we had. And when we left the meeting that night, we were presented with an envelope with one of those Pentecostal handshakes that had the money that I was believing God for a bill due that week. So we were praising God for that. On our way home that night, because of our situation with hospice at home, I having to give up a every other week little side job I was doing. It's a six-hour job, and I can't be gone that long now. And we agreed to give it up. Well, I said, okay, God, you know, that's $75 every other week that I'm giving up because you told me to do this. Every two or three days, we've gotten a blessing somewhere. Last weekend, a man gave Johnny a little cash, and he said, you take your wife out. Y'all haven't been out in a while. Johnny doesn't even know this guy. How did he know that we haven't had date night in I don't know when? Last Saturday, my sister came home and she gave me $20 and a ticket and or a coupon, and she said, you've got to go see the movies. I haven't been to the movies in close to 20 years. These are the kinds of things that are little things. Now, we took that and we tithed it. On Monday, a lady called me and she said, I've been looking out for a number of years. And she said, I need to go to the grocery store. I need my house vacuumed, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, God, where's the gas money coming from? I prayed over. She's never given me anything. I wouldn't take it if she did. I took her to the grocery store. When we come out of the grocery store, she hands me two cards. One's her Kroger card and one's her debit card. And I said, what's this for? She said, you're going to put gas in your truck today. And I'm not taking no for an answer. And I said, well, I'll put $10 in it. She said, no, you will fill it up and I want the receipt to see. So with that, we're still tithing on it because those are financial gifts. Those are extras that's coming into our house. So if you're not a tither, start tithing. You cannot outgive God because we've never done without anything. Because we do. We're tithers and givers, and God's going to outbless you.
Amen. Praise God. It's awesome. Clarice?
Yeah. One for Courtney because she's not here. We were talking in our group one of the first couple weeks about our income, and, you know, we've been at this church for as long as you could be at this church. And so we've heard messages about values, and we've heard about yellow legal pads for as long as we have been here. And, you know, you hear those things, and just like scriptures, you kind of just go, yeah, I know that one. Now, yeah, I know that. But when we heard that lesson that week about our values, man, it just stuck with me. You know, those messages that follow you around the rest of the week, and you just want to go, stop. And they're just there. God just keeps bringing them up. And so, yeah, I've just really been thinking about that. And with my job being freelance, I only know by trusting God that I'm going to make enough this month for our expenses and things. And, you know, that little rock, little do you know, you know, anyway. So I trust God for that. But then I'm driving along and that little light comes on that says brake wear on my car. And I'm like, you know, there's never a good time to have a car repair. And so you just don't go, you know, if I was going to have a car repair, now would be a good time. No. So I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to have the brakes done on my car. So I'm going along, and I had been doing a lot of work, but I had to do a lot of bills. And you can do a lot of work, but until you get payment for it, you don't count that money yet. And so I'm like, okay, you can only, you know, you're driving a car, stopping is important. So I'm going to have those brakes done. Well, so I just, you know, finally got to this point. I said, okay, I got to get the brakes done. So Mike calls, we make the appointment, everything. And I'm like, where am I going to get this money for this break job, you know, like, we have to do this. So at work, they scan, you know, if you go through metal detectors, and they scan my purse. And that day, I just had a little small purse, and they know me, they see me all the time, they, you know, kind of glance. And I hear the machine stop when my purse is going through and back up. And I see them looking, and I'm thinking, my rock is in my purse. They're looking at my rock. Because my purse was small that day. There couldn't be anything. So he said, what you got in there? I said, you looking at my rock? He said, what's that for? I said, well, it's not for throwing. It's for holding on to. He looked at me like I was just nuts. And he let it go through. And that day, I'm in court, and I'm with a different judge that I'm not normally with. And there's particular court days, particular types of hearings, that those hearings, on top of what I get paid for that day, I get a per diem, so if I'm there for an hour or 8 hours, I get the same amount of money. But on these particular cases, the parties have to pay me cash, an hourly rate. Well, I don't usually get that. I'm not usually with this judge. And this day was a whole day of civil. I was like, oh, yeah. So by the end of that, and I was with him for 2 days. I didn't know what the second day was. But by the end of that first day, I'm calling Mike going, I got the money for my breaks in cash. Like, people, it was getting embarrassing. People were coming up. And the judge was the one going, you owe the court reporter X amount of dollars. Pay her. And I'm like, okay, and so people are coming up right away, and they're giving me money, and I can't write receipts fast enough. The bailiff is chasing people down for me, going, hey, you need to pay the court reporter. And I was just giggling. It's an hourly rate, and it didn't matter. It doesn't get prorated. So the next morning, I sent Mike a text message. I had my first case. They had to pay the hourly rate. It was 3 minutes long. And everybody laughed. The judge laughed out because we had some time between cases. And I sat in the courtroom by myself, and I laughed, and I dug out my little trust rock, and I just laughed and laughed and laughed. These people just paid me all this cash money for 3 minutes. And it was like that the whole day. At the end of the day, one of the attorneys came up. She said, you look like a drug dealer. You have all this cash. And I'm like, I know. Isn't it great? So my break job was paid for completely in cash without, that wasn't part of my regular work money. That was just all extra. So you're talking about a million ways. I mean, I laughed throughout that message this morning because that is just like God. I would have never guessed that I could have never thought that up, that I would have so many of those cases over 2 days that I just had this wad of money. Then when I went to go pay for the break job, he says, you know, you get a discount if you pay cash. I'm like, well, I just happen to have it all. So praise God. That was awesome. And then Courtney's testimony, she's been doing this trust challenge too, even though she hasn't been here for a single one because she works every Sunday. But this is just so much supernatural favor for her, because last year she worked during Master's Week, and she really wasn't supposed to work last year. She was still in school. Everybody who was going to be working there had already signed up, gone through the program, yeah, at the National. And she didn't know about it. Last minute, one of her professors talks to her and says, you know, you should. She says, I didn't sign up. And she says, but that's where I'm from. You know, my parents live there in Augusta. So like, oh, so you could stay at home. Yeah, I don't need housing. Oh, well, then you can go. So she wound up going last year and working. And she met a chef who only comes for the National. He doesn't work there full time. I mean, he only comes for Master's Week. She met him, and he just thought she was the best thing. And she just had such great favor with him. Well, then the tournament was over, and she left, or he left. So now this year she's doing an internship there. So she's been there for months, and he comes back this year. Well, when she had first started her internship, there was an opportunity for her to go to Colorado. And so she'd been trying to find out about it, Well, long story short, that fell through, the Colorado thing. But this chef, John, "Hey, sorry," he's like, "Courtney, I have something in mind for you that I really think you would really, really enjoy." It, and not to go through all the, it's perfect for her. It's exactly what she wanted to do. It's exactly, you know, the type of thing she wanted to do. She wanted to be able to travel and all. Supernatural favor. He sent an email to an owner of a business that he and his wife are going to run and sent an email about Courtney. And just based on his email, she called and emailed Courtney and offered her position for the summer that is going to be making more money than she's making. The woman herself has done all the legwork and gave Courtney her three choices of where she could stay. I mean, it's just perfect. Her passport's up to date, so she can go. I mean, just everything, just like she couldn't have planned it any better. And it was really because just of supernatural favor. Based on this one chef's word who just knows her, she made her a very generous offer. It's just, you know, until the fall, so it was just long enough, just what she wanted. It's far enough away where she could travel, and it's doing exactly what she's been wanting to do, what she went to school to do. And so she said, "Mom, it's all because of the Trust Challenge." She said, just since she started the Trust Challenge, really by proxy with us, we come home and tell her the things that we've heard and learned and everything, and she's been believing God for some things, and we just couldn't have, and again, you couldn't have planned all that out and known all of that and worked it all out. And then to have somebody else say, "Oh yeah, and I've explored places for you to stay. You could, you know, choose A, B, or C." And so God is good.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. All right. Kelly, are you and Tanya wanting to share your testimony? All right, y'all. Whoever, which way y'all want to do it. This is awesome. Well, the end point is what we need to find. I'm just teasing you. I'm teasing you.
Our little happy dance. Well, I don't really know where to start. Okay, well. Well, I don't, if I forget something, then help me out here because there's so much. I'll just start back when we had, all of us, I'm sure everybody in here had received the email from Pastor Matt about sowing into the church. And as soon as we had seen it, I just knew on the inside of me what we were supposed to sow. And so I talked to Kelly, and Kelly was in agreement with me, and we did. And, of course, we didn't, like, we had to get it out of our savings account to do it. It's not like we had it laying around. So anyway, so we did. Well, within 3 weeks, within a month, Kelly lost his job. And it was so funny because when you, yeah, woo, praise God. Whenever you,
25 years.
Yeah, after 25 years. Anyway, so, but the thing of it was, is that whenever he lost the, you know, lost his job, you know, we're, help me out here. We're just, you know, well, I mean, I guess I'm trying to figure out how to put this into words. It was okay. Let me just put it that way. It was okay.
I've never had anybody, because they told me, like, right here on a Wednesday night after service, that Kelly had lost his job 25 years, you know, and all that he had been through. And they were both just laughing hysterically. I'm like, these guys, they need some medical help here. I've never had anybody do that. They lost their job, didn't know what he was going to be doing, but they're just laughing hysterically. And the three of us just ended up laughing for about 10 minutes. So there you go, Tanya.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Because I was just trying to kind of explain that it was okay. We knew that it was okay. But anyway, so it was like we had sowed this money, and I think the point that I'm trying to make is God knew what was right around the corner. And it was like I knew immediately what I just knew on the inside of me what we were supposed to sow. And then Kelly lost his job. Well, due to that, and Kelly's going to kind of have to help me, so much has happened that we want to do the happy dance.
Well,
You know, I'm in school. I don't know if y'all knew I was in school. Probably most of you do. But anyway, I had to do an internship. And in an internship, you have to do 300 hours at the internship site. Well, I was only going to be able to do a day and a half. Well, there was no way I could do 300 hours in a day and a half a week. Well, now I can do 5 days a week, so I can make up the internship with no problem, which that was a blessing there. And then it turned out that they gave me, when they told me they were leaving, I said, well, I got 2 weeks severance pay, plus I got my 2 weeks vacation pay. They let me go on the 9th of December, but they paid me all the way to the 20th. Well, that was good. But then they gave me an additional 24 weeks of severance pay. So now I'm being paid for half a year to do nothing, which there's nothing wrong with that at all, you know. So we're sitting there thinking, well, and then I could file unemployment, so I'm getting unemployment insurance payments while I'm doing that, and I'm sitting there getting that. Well, then they told me, they said, well, since you're past unemployment age, you have to retire. You can't wait till June to retire. You have to go and retire. And I'm like, oh, man, that messed up my plans. But it turned out that she was, we were worried about Tanya. She's a lot younger than I am. I know y'all can't tell that, but she is. But she was worried about, she was worried about insurance for her because she was not that old enough. But I can get Medicare. You know, I'm covered under insurance. That's not a problem. But we worried about her having insurance because it can be quite expensive. Well, they sent us a letter and saying, well, here's an opportunity to take the BAE retirement insurance. And we're like, wow. So we took it to an insurance salesman, and she told us, she said, look, I can't touch that on the outside. The price you're getting that for and what you're getting covered, I can't touch it anywhere. So, and then they told us that this insurance lasts for as long as you're alive.
So God provided insurance.
So we got medical insurance. I got supplemental insurance for myself. She's got full coverage for herself. They're like, it never even stops. So that's until we were both going to heaven. And so then through my credit union, they sent me a thing, because we were talking about, well, we need some life insurance because I don't have with the company anymore. And we said, well, we'll have to check into that. So for $3.40 a month, I get $25,000 worth of insurance, and she gets $10,000. So you can't beat that deal at all. Yeah. I'm like, they said, we give you $3,000 for free, but for $2.40 for you and $1 a month for her, now you can get $25,000 for me and $10,000 for her. I mean,
$35,000 worth of insurance.
And so, you know, it. And now I'm fixing to graduate, and I can get a job as a counselor. I can work part-time and make extra money. And so we just.
But you're forgetting the biggest part.
Oh, yeah, I'm fixing to tell the biggest part. But in all this getting laid off from your job, I'll give you an encouragement. We just sent off a check last Wednesday. Yeah, last Wednesday to pay our house off. 2 years early. 2 years early. So that's a house payment. We don't have to worry about paying now. So, you know, that's extra money to sow seeds. So it's been.
We're almost 100% out of debt.
So it's been a pretty good year so far.
I've never seen somebody losing their job be such a testimony. Yeah, praise God.
But I just think we just need to take a moment and rejoice for someone to pay off their house. Can we do that? Thank you, Lord. And if you want to do a happy dance, whatever your happy dance is, how's it go, Tanya? Because that's what God wants to do for you. He's the same God.
That's right.
And turned, you know, and they had no idea. I mean, I remember when they sowed that seed. I mean, that was a stretch for them to do that. Yeah. And they've always been generous and tithers, but what they did, I mean, it was stepping out. They were out walking on the water and really didn't have, just following God, had no idea of what was going to happen. And look what the Lord has done, and opening up doors for work. And what were you saying, Kelly? Praise God. All right, who's lining up to be laid off next? I mean, but God, I mean, God is good. And that fits the extraordinary category. but also in the trust challenge. I mean, I just knew things were going to happen. I just knew. I mean, I just trusted him. And when we come together and do something like this, and I wanted it to be community doing it together. And so I've loved the discussion groups and the meetings that we've had. And it's not been any program. It's just following the Holy Spirit each week, what we're going to do and how it's going to go. And I'm just expecting more, just Ephesians 3:20 things to happen for each one of us. And two, just the revelations that we're getting, though. I mean, that's, I mean, our eyes opening up or making changes. I mean, we're talking testimonies, not just right now during these 3 months, but for the rest of our lives about what God's doing in these 3 months. So it'll be exciting to hear some more.
Yeah, who else wants to share? Yes, Cheryl Elms. Okay. It's okay. They're all good, man, every testimony.
Yeah. And mine's not necessarily all on financial, but I've been here, let's see, I became a member May of 2010, and I was first to become a member before Bill. Bill just joined last year. And some of you may or may not know, but our marriage has been very rocky. And sorry if I get emotional, but here's good to it, I promise. Well, we've been married, it'd be 18 years in July. And I can't look at Pastor Matt, Pastor Susie, or Terry because you've been through this with me. As you know, Bill joined the church and has been baptized. And we are working on our trust in our marriage. And I'm an onion. I'm one of those onions where they say, you know, you don't know what's deep inside until those layers start coming off. And when we started this trust challenge, I didn't mean to do this. I totally didn't plan this. But I hope I touch someone else. Mine and Bill's goal is to be a testimony so that we can show others that no matter what, if you put your heart and soul into your marriage and into God first, it can go places where you've never imagined it going. I've never known Bill like he is now, and he's never known me like I am now. Thank you. So about a month ago, and my group knows, Bill's job had said, you know, he works for Club Car, and they said, we have to cut your hours. We can't do any more overtime. You absolutely cannot. So around the same time, this guy offered him an over-the-road position, and he's not Club Car. Bill would have been subcontractor. But anyway, he put out these numbers to Bill, and I was like, woo, you know. We were already not making paycheck to paycheck because we weren't trusting. And so I thought, okay, we can do this. You know, we can't handle the cut in pay. So I kept saying, you got to take this job. You got to take this job, because he had already given his notice. So I'm like, okay, well, then his supervisor counteroffered. And I'm like, he's just doing that because he knows you're a good, you know, worker, and he's about to lose a good worker. That's, you know, he should have done this. And you can ask Billy. I was celebrating because I was like, I'm right. He's trying to sucker Bill into staying for Club Car. You know, I know how Club Car can be. I've heard when I really have. But anyway, make a long story short, they counteroffered. Bill said, well, they already have a truck. They've already talked to HR about my pay change and so on and so forth. I said, oh, so you've already decided to just stay with Club Car. You could care less about my opinion about this other place. And he says, well, he says, Cheryl, he says, you have to trust me. I have peace about this. I honestly know that this is what I need to do. And so me and my huff, I said, okay, fine, whatever. I said, I don't want to hear what your decision is until you get up Monday morning and get in one of your trucks, whichever one it is. So I was really angry, and it was nothing but the devil, because our marriage is doing well. So then we were here, and so in the meantime, the counteroffer is that, you know, he'll offer him over the road. He offered him, you know, more cents a mile, and he keeps his benefits, you know, as he always had. And they want to keep him close to home. So, you know, as over-the-road truck drivers, how often do you see the truck driver? About once a month, twice a month? I have seen him, I think the longest he's been gone is 3 days. So we're seeing each other 2-3 days a week, you know, in a seven-day stretch, which is good. The other thing is I'm praying and praying and praying that Bill and I are huge givers, whether it's financial, our hearts, our time, our talents, whatever. And I've noticed a change in myself. And when I say that my layers are coming off, they're coming off. So those of you that have known me for 4 years now, you're going to start seeing a better Cheryl. And it's all thanks to this trust challenge and believing in God and letting God be, you know, the center of our marriage. So anyway.
Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Yeah, Johnny, you're next. I just want to say, you know, when we started this, we knew this was about a lot more than just money. And I never, until you were talking, I saw, boy, what a trust challenge to not just trust God, but to trust others. Well, that's a challenge, to trust each other. And I think that's really, in finances, that's the thing people, one of the things that couples argue about so much, and you have to learn to work together and come to a place of trusting each other. My goodness. My goodness. All right, Johnny.
My lovely wife has done much better than I'm going to do, but I just want to give her credit for all that. But my dad has 3 sons. Dad and my middle brother are of the opinion if you haven't used something in a year, you need to throw it away. My baby brother and I are maybe not hoarders, but close to it. We have a spy network out at all the local junkyards. If a guy sees something coming in that's like, you know, this is really old. I hate to see something this old crush. He'll call us. And we'll run over there and buy it. And we've done it a few times. But one we did about 10 years ago, it just never paid off. It sat and sat. So a friend let us keep it at his house. He had plenty of room. He put it out to pasture. And my brother called me the other night and said, he lived right up the street. He said, come outside. I got something for you. And he said, remember that truck we bought about 10 years ago and we gave up on? I said, yeah. He said, well, I talked to a guy the other day and he wants it. He's already bought it. Here's, and wasn't much, but we doubled our money. It was, you know, wasn't a huge amount, but double, anything is double, double better. Yeah, we got back to seed money. That's right. That's right. And in other ways, I've been blessed this week. I help a friend at a hobby shop. It's not really a business. He does stuff for friends and neighbors, and every now and then one of them will give me something, and I say, you know, I appreciate it. It's going to go in the gas tank, or I'm going to take my wife out. We're to the point now, we used to eat out a lot, and I'm kind of like the Dave Ramsey thing. We don't go in a restaurant now unless we're working there. So if you see me bussing tables... You know what's going on. But, you know, you just trust God, and, you know, it might take a long time. Something may return real quick or might be long term. But main thing is to trust him through the good and the bad, the short term and the long term, because he's always worthy and he's always there for us.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Tom Tiller? Well, time's coming. I had, since the trust challenge came, something that sold. I didn't sell it. My brother sold it for me. And it was 2 sofas that I haven't used in a number of years. I'd forgotten we had them, and he just put them out and sold them. And they brought me $1,000. I was like you. I was like, okay. Tom, what happened? Rhonda, did he lose you on the way up here? Rhonda, you make him look a lot better. Come on. Just stand with him.
That's right. Go ahead. No, and you the one told me to come on.
Who's doing the marriage thing?
Okay. Order in the courthouse. Okay. Don't have a big testimony, but...
and I can't put it in great words like Claire, but in the trust challenge, let's get to the point. Last week, I got my merit increase, and it was much more than the average. So that was a blessing. And then the next day, as I was going through security, leaving from Cincinnati, I was going through security, and my phone rang, and it was Kelly. And she called. She says, "Let me just tell you how good God is." Well, before I get into that, one of my challenges that I had talked about in our group was just being a provider for her while she's in school. Now that she's graduated, she's taken the bar. We're now waiting on her test results. Well, each month we have to send her $2,000 each month, which can be a challenge to your finances. So when she called, as I was going through security, she called and she says, "Let me just tell you how good God is." And she's been concerned because she hasn't been able to work since she's been in law school, and we've just been taking care of her barely. But she didn't have to worry about being put outside. She didn't have a lot of extra things. But so she called, and I said, "Well, what's going on?" And during this interim time, she can't really work because she doesn't have her license. So, and then she's overqualified for other jobs. So it's kind of a challenge until she gets those results. So she says, "Well, I just got a phone call, and she had an appointment with a staffing agency. And she called to find out exactly where she needed to go. And when she called, they just started interviewing her on the phone. And she said, 'Mom, the lady says she had an opportunity for me to go to work, and she's going to be making pretty good.'" And she hung up the phone. Then the phone rang again, and she had applied another place, and she got a job offer there. So, like, within seconds, she went from having no job to two jobs. And we can be relieved of some of that $2,000. So I consider that a blessing.
Praise the Lord. I really was gonna not come up here. She said, "Let's go up and tell about Kelly." But then I feel led of the Lord to share something, because with me being unemployed and being at home, God has been dealing with me tremendously, and He dealt with me about the marriage situation. And I thank Kasim and Angie for helping to spearhead the marriage situation. And I know that was an act of God. God told me to move forward. And, of course, I talked to Pastor Matt, and he was okay. And we've been doing that, and we've been seeing results. And I really do ask any of you married couples, whether you're having problems or not, you have something in your years of marriage that you can share in that group that will help people who are going through, which God has called us all to, those who have been blessed, to bless those who are having problems. And we can do that as a body. But long story short, by doing that, being obedient, we went to the conference with the men, and Jose and I had happened to end up driving home. I had already put together a plan that the Lord had given me for human resources and arbitration and labor relation, and I didn't know what to do with it. Jose gave me an idea, and he was talking about doing some seminars, and I'm still wondering how we're going to do all of this, these kinds of things. And in the meantime, my wife gave me a God idea, and we talked about it in our group, and just last night, I was able to put that God idea down with a company that's willing to give me a call this week so that we can discuss the possibility of putting it in the marketplace. That would be, I'm telling you, the idea is so, I mean, all of us have had this idea, but nobody has really done anything about it. And I believe God's going to bring that to fruition. But week before last, we went up for a baby shower because I had confessed in our group five, that I really didn't know what to do with this thing. And while I was up there at the baby shower, we were at a nursery, and at the nursery, the owner of the nursery, daycare, child care, we got to talking, and I was telling her about, you know, something that I could probably help her with. And so she told me that she is affiliated with 19 other nurseries, and all of them need the establishment of a human resources program. And I'm going up Tuesday and Wednesday, being paid to go up and to develop her procedures and set up her orientation and doing all of those things. And it's almost, it's like God is walking me through, and I can see the possibility of a prototype in this particular operation that I'll be able to duplicate it with the other 18 nurseries. And also talked to Jose this morning. Now I have the concept. I can help in the beauty salon business by helping them set up their program also. So I'm just along for the ride, God. I can see it taking place, but it all comes with patience and obedience and listening to the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God got those million ways that God can put it together. And if God give it to you, no man can take it away. So it's a niche, and I just see God moving in everything I'm doing, and I just thank the God. Even the blessing this morning up there, I said, praise the Lord, just to be recognized, you know, for being part of Team Good News. I do Team Good News. I just love this ministry. But thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Praise God. I just want to follow up what Tom just was talking about there. I know he had to kind of be in a little bit sketchy terms of, you know, couldn't be too specific. But, you know, I think what you were sharing, what the Lord's doing and leading you to do something that's different and taking these ideas that maybe people have had, now you're stepping out to do something. And the same thing, Tom's happening with me. The Lord's been dealing with me about something for a while, and it's coming together. I think me and you are similar in that. We have to see it, and then we can do it. But I believe God's doing that with a lot. We're not the only ones that God's dealing with about something. There's something he's got for us to do that's different. There'll be income from it. We'll really meet a need and really be a help to people. And it'll be a joy to do it, but yet there'll be merit in it and good for the kingdom and good for us too. And so I just want to encourage you, if you have something that's kind of rolling around there, just spend some extra time praying. And meditating and saying, Lord, what would you say to me? It's really funny how you say, Jose said something and that clicked with you, and Rhonda said something. That happens to me all the time, Tom. Just something will come and I'll be like, wow, yeah, that's part of it. And so, praise the Lord. All right, who's next? Who else has something to share? All right, we got the, okay. Y'all come on. We got to get them done here fast. Come on, Matt and then Vanessa. Well, y'all come up here and sit by the front, so that'll hurry us on.
You know what I'm going to share? You know, sometimes we're the biggest obstacle to our own success. I have been told on a couple of occasions, you know, you should become a teacher. You can do this really well. And I'm like, dude, you are lost. You are talking to the wrong person. If I can't wear jeans or less, it's not a profession I'm interested in. Scrubs, for instance. So, you know, we've been members of the church for quite some time, and as you know, I have 2 degrees that are sitting at the house that are not used in the field I'm in whatsoever. So when we started this trust challenge, it swelled back up into me that, like, you should become a teacher, and I'm still, like, totally resistant to it. And I'm like, really? I'm like, I just finished school, and now you're starting this again, and you know, it gets to the point where you're finally like, I guess, you know, when they finally got Pastor Matt and said, you need to start a church. You know, it's like, are you going to do this or not? Are you going to get into the path that you're supposed to be in, or are you just going to try to do it on your own again? You know, are you doing your own good idea, or are you doing what God wants you to do? So I'm like, fine, I'll at least check into it. You know, that's the least I can do. Well, as some of you may not know, I actually took course to get my bachelor's degree in nuclear medicine at Augusta Tech. And one of the teachers that told me I should be, one of the professors that told me I should become a teacher was my math professor. He was really nice. And I was taking differential calculus as an elective course. So I love math and science. And so I looked on USCA's website, and all of my cores will transfer. So I'm almost halfway to a bachelor's degree in education in math and science. So the trust part is I am not going to be able to keep my job pursuing this bachelor's degree. The job's from 7 to 3, and I know that I'll have to be at school. And even if it works out, I can go to a certain point when you go to student teach, you're going to have to do it during the school time. So, but, you know, we're just believing God that it's paid for. There's plenty of grants out there. It'll be for the middle school level kids. So that's my trust. It should be interesting, and eventually I will stop going to school, I guess.
Matt, I want to tell you, it was worth this whole trust challenge for that. It was. I'm serious, man. It is. You're going to be an awesome teacher. Awesome. It's more fun hearing about everybody else's stuff, if you want to know the truth. For those of you that are on the Trust Challenge Facebook page, just a little bit of an update about what's going on with Shelby. Pastor Susie said this morning about, you know, the miracle of turning water into wine was a miracle of luxury. And I had posted on the Facebook page that I thought it was kind of silly for me to be believing God for Shelby, for everything she needed to go to prom. Well, we have had 4 different people give things to us, give us money, and then we've had other people who have contributed in other ways. But she has her dress, her ticket, her shoes, and her purse at this point. So we're almost there. Just a little bit more to go. So praise God. I'm just really excited. You know, it seems like a little thing, but it's a big thing to a mom. And then with her college, we went for college weekend, which was why we were not here last weekend. And we went to see financial aid, and we got the list of scholarships that she's already gotten from them. And there were a couple on there that I did not know she already had. So that was a little scary for me when I saw what our part was still going to be, because a third of what their tuition is still quite a lot of money. And so I left the financial aid office, and I went directly to my pocketbook and grabbed my rock. And I'm clutching it on the way home from Spartanburg, and I am saying, you know, for us, our biggest giant is lack. And so I'm just speaking to that giant holding that rock. I'm going, you shut your pie hole, because I am not listening to you. Everything's going to be taken care of. And I just started speaking scholarships in. And just the other day, we've got 4 right now that we have not heard from yet. And a lady came into work, and she says, oh, how's things going with Shelby? And I'm telling her all about our weekend. And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, I know these people. They have this scholarship and this scholarship. And so she gives me the names and phone numbers and where to go for applications for scholarships we'd never even heard of. And so we've applied for those. And she's, like, on the phone with the one lady. And she goes, Shelby Lewis is going to – you're getting an application from her. This is the only student ever from North Augusta High School who's even asked for this scholarship, so they want her to have it. So all we've got to do is get it to them, and we'll get scholarship money. So God's looking out for us, and we can trust him with the big stuff and the little stuff. That's a good example, big stuff and little stuff. Vanessa, that's really good, big stuff and little stuff. That's awesome.
At the beginning of the year, one of my resolutions was pay my bills. And I'm not really good at managing money. I usually just it burns in my hand. So, but the Lord spoke to me. He said, you need to pay your debt. That's what you need to do. And he was very firm, like a father. And I said, okay, well, I'll do that. So slowly I've been paying my debt. And this coming week, together with this week, I will pay close to $6,000. Like, I'm going to try to kill 3 credit cards in one. And also, I bought a house 2 years ago, and I fixed it. And I thought it's going to be like really quick, you know, in and out. But it took me 2 years to sold it. We're actually closing on the 11th. And while I was doing that, the contractor was pressuring me. I need money this Friday. And I was just working, giving money. And then I need money this day. And I was just working my butt off and just working, paying. And now I realize that when I sell this house, I'm going to have a chunk of money. Because I actually was cash money. I've just been working and giving it to him. And it's funny because if I would have it in my hand, I would have spent it. And I never would have thought where. What is my money? I always saying that. So, but the Lord was quick to talk to me again. And when he said, pay your bills, he also asked me to be a still. And he's still asking me that. Because when I've realized I sold this house, and I say, wow, gosh, what's my next? What am I going to do next? And he said, no, be a still. And I said, but Lord, be still. And it's hard for me to be still. Very hard. But I'm going to obey because I know that's the trust. Because I can do a lot of things in the natural. I was thinking I can open a restaurant. I can buy another house. I can buy a condo. And he said, no. Wait and see. And I'm going to do that. That's trusting the Lord. And another that happened in my family, my mom received a call maybe like 2 years ago, and they asked her to sell this piece of land. And she goes, what land? I don't have any land. And she goes, no, you have this land, and yada, yada, yada. It's worth a lot of money. And she goes, and then she remembered. That was about years ago. And then she remembered, oh, yeah, I have this land. So she flew to Peru and start digging, and the land is still in our name. It was a restitution because the government took land from my grandparents. And they restitution the family. But we thought we lost it because we moved to the States. So apparently we didn't. And we're talking about close to 400 acres. So it's a lot of money. And we're like, my mom's just went back and trying to put everything together, and the only requirement is to build something. Anything. Can be a room, a house, a little nothing, but you have to build something. And my mom asked us, what should I do? I said, build something. So it's funny because I never thought I'd have that much, and although it's not mine because it belongs to my mother, but still, you know, it's out of the blue. And trust, I'm going to trust the Lord with that. And what he, because he's, what he's doing in my life, it's just big. I feel it. It's like you can feel it, but you cannot touch it. And, oh, but it's there. It's there.
Wow. Be still, huh? I'm going to say that to you every time I see you. Be still. Praise God. Well, we're like 8:07. If someone else have a quick one that they want. Okay, Tammy and Christina. Okay, we'll take your two. Come on. I was wondering if we're going to hear from you. Y'all got one, Tracy? Billy? Okay.
Here. Well, there's been a lot said tonight about school. And my daughter, Christine, where ever since we had the women's conference, she's been a changed woman. And praise God, you know, full of the Holy Spirit, and been praying in the Holy Spirit and just trusting God.
And praise God, she'll be graduating in May from GRU with her bachelor's in social work.
Yeah.
And she got accepted to USC, to the graduate program.
Yeah.
And this is in her heart. Her, you know, her heart is for children and to help others.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a resident of Georgia, she has to pay the out-of-state tuition. But I've been hearing all of this, and I need to tell this as a precursor for what I know that God is going to do. She applied for the graduate assistantship, and they said that, you know, they didn't have all the funds this year, and there were just so many, and they've already given them out. But we're just believing God. Even, you know, I texted her while we were in church a million ways.
Yeah.
And I said, when I get home, we're going to pray, you know, and we grab hands, and we prayed. And just we're just believing God. We've done everything. We've researched, and we're still researching. You know, and I said that we're just going to trust God.
Yes.
We're doing what we know to do.
That's what you do.
And we're following. And we're saying, God, you know, you're the one. You're going to do this. But I just stood up to say that we'll get up again and tell how God provided and made the way for her, you know, to do this. Because she's God's social worker. She has a heart for people, and she'll do this to the glory of God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I've always said, and Matt too, God loves to pay for education.
He does.
Well, I've had a lot. I don't know where to start really, but my wife keeps nudging me to get up here. But right before the Trust Challenge started, I had been talking to God about over and above, not just enough, not just, you know, because I have that mindset sometimes. Just, you know, well, we have enough, or just a little bit more than enough, that's okay. But I have been thanking God and just ready to for more than just enough to come in. And we were in the process of selling our house. So I'm thinking, houses in our area sell for, like, the markets fell off. And it's like our houses in our area are selling for about $128,000 on average. And I'm like, $128,000 puts me in a hole big time for selling my house. It's like, I might as well not even sell it, because I'm going to be losing so much money. But I really need a new house, because I have my mom now. We need a bigger house. I want my small children to go to a nicer school. So I'm like, okay, it's time to trust God. So sure enough, within a few weeks of the process, my wife is like, well, no, we need to sell it. We need to list the house for like $150,000. I'm like, really? That's too much. No one's going to buy a house for that much money, you know, here in this area, because they see the comps. Well, she says, no, we need to put it at a higher number. So we put it at 146. And sure enough, within a couple of weeks maybe, we have an offer. You know, the lady wants our house. They want it. They love it. It's perfect. And they want to pay full price. They don't want to negotiate, you know, nothing. It's like, I'll take it. I'm like, okay. All right. So if I had to ask for 130, you know.
So you're saying Angie's right?
Right. She is. She was right. But, yeah. That was really a blessing for us. And at the same time we're selling, we're buying.
Yes.
So that whole process has been a blessing too, because, you know, the house that we're buying right now, it's perfect for us. And we're basically getting a lot of house in a good area, and it's just like everything's perfect for a dollar amount that's affordable.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to worry about feeling like I'm overbuying, or, you know, I can sleep at night, you know.
Thank God.
And everything's perfect with it. So I'm like, okay, everything's just working out. God is just, he's just laying it out here for us.
Yeah.
And then, you know, something else that just happened was I put it on Facebook. I put it on Facebook about, because right after we started this, our giant was debt. I said, okay, you know, we're going to trust God to pay off debt. And right after that first meeting, God gave me the idea to look back into some military program for reducing your interest rate. And I submitted it to my bank, and sure enough, they turned around like, sure, no problem. And they reduced our interest rate down to like 4%. And that refunded us over $600, you know, just for lowering the interest rate. $116 on one card, and like $400 and something. So over $600 just because he gave me the idea to, you know, reduce that debt. And I mean, it's so many things. I'm in uniform for the last 2 weeks. I've been in uniform, and I was wondering, am I gonna get paid because of my civilian job? I just started my civilian job full time, so now I'm doing my Army work, and like, ooh, if I have to wait 2 weeks to get paid, that could be kind of tight. And am I gonna lose my civilian pay for my Army pay? Well, I went back last Friday and checked the policy letter as I was submitting my time card. And it says the company has military leave pay for employees that's been on a minimum of 6 months. I started with my company on September the 23rd. My Army class training started on March the 24th. So I looked at the calendar, and I made it by one day. So not only did I get my civilian pay, but I get my civilian pay and my Army pay. So that's like double pay. So I was like,
by one day. I like that one. Praise God. Anybody else? Oh, sure. We'll wait for you, man. All right.
You know, when this challenge first started, I was reluctant to say, well, maybe it's one another meeting. Will I get anything out of it? You know, being honest. So I came in first night sitting there. I felt great about what Pastor Matt and Nate were talking about, what we were planning to do. So my biggest challenge was procrastination and debt. So I put it up there. So the first homework sheet we got, procrastinating, I put it to the side. And something just kept bugging me. Do your homework. You know, do your homework. And the night before we left, Pastor Matt prayed about God revealing things to you, revelation. So I did the homework. I finished it today. And it came clear to me that we are far along paying off debt than I thought we were. Once I finally put it on paper, we're under 10 years of paying a house off. That's surprising. And in 3 months, we'll have a few more bills paid off, another $10,000, another $1,000 a month in our income. Oh, wow. That I didn't see. You know, I knew what my bills were, but I just never put it on paper and said, and itemized it and knew where we were. I had an idea. No, I didn't. Until today. So I told Jackie, I said, you know, we're like 9 years and some change paying the house off. Oh, really? And a few other things about paid off, and it just made me realize what this is all about. I know everybody at different levels in their trust challenge. Sure. Hey, you're going the right direction. That's all I got to say.
Awesome. That was awesome. That was a good surprise. Wow. Praise God. Well, I'm reluctant to stop. We're going to stop because it's just a little after 8:15. I'm reluctant because I want to call on people who haven't got up here and shared, like, you know, the Morris family, Chara, different people. You know who you are. Yeah, Rhonda Ball, she's not here. My mom has great testimony. She's out of town. Yeah, so maybe we'll do some more. Yeah. But anyway, let's close with praying for each other. Why don't we just, I'm not saying to get back in your normal groups that you have, but let's make little groups here, maybe two or three people. And, you know, split up couples, if you will, because you just get so comfortable with each other. Let's just move around and let's just pray for each other over these next 3 weeks. We're not going to meet for two Sundays. So let's just pray God, but pray for the next 3 weeks. Let's pray that the things we've heard will get down and take root in us and we'll be strong and we won't lose any momentum. Let's just pray for each other here and pray for people to get wisdom. And if they haven't had a breakthrough yet, that they'll see it here shortly. Father, we pray. We pray for each other tonight in Jesus' name. We pray for strength, that you'd strengthen our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Thank you for strengthening us. Yeah, I pray, Father, tonight for wisdom. There's many of us here. We still need wisdom about things. I thank you for that. Father, we pray that the things that we've heard these last weeks, that they would get down in us and take root, that there'd be some roots grow even in these next 3 weeks. Father, I pray for anybody who's in the same position Calvin was in, that they'll do their homework in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. They do their homework. And Father, I pray that we won't lose any ground in the next 3 weeks, that we won't lose any ground. We take ground in Jesus' name, that we, our faith would increase, our trust would grow in Jesus' name. Father, I know that you're doing more than the eye can see. You're doing more than we've even heard of here tonight. And we thank you, Father, for continuing that work. Hallelujah. Continuing that work. I pray for strength tonight. Strength in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I thank you for that work continuing. And Father, for the trust to grow not only between us and you, but trust between us and our mates and our relationships, just like Cheryl talked about. There'd be a trust rise in us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father, I just bring before you the desires of hearts tonight. Father, there's many things that have been named as needs, but you aren't a God who just settles for meeting needs. You're a God who gives us the desires of our heart. And I pray, Father, for the desires of our hearts tonight to be fulfilled. The desires of our hearts to be fulfilled. In Jesus' name, I pray for these folks, for the desires of their hearts to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. The desires of our hearts in Jesus' name. I lift those up to you, Father. That we've heard tonight that you've done things and that just came out of nowhere. We know you're a God who has at least a million ways to meet our needs and to give us the desires of our hearts. Hallelujah. We praise you for that. Hallelujah. We thank you for making a way where there is no way. You are the way maker. Hallelujah. And we rejoice tonight that you're making a way. You're making a way. You're making a way. You're making a way for us. Hallelujah. You're opening up pathways before us. You're giving us opportunities. Increase. You're multiplying our resources for sowing tonight. Hallelujah. Multiplying our resources tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bringing homes to people that want homes. Paying off homes. Paying off debts in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you that every one of those giants is defeated in Jesus' name. Every giant is defeated. Every giant is defeated. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank you, Father, for that. And we ask you for revelation. Father, I pray for the eyes of our understanding, all the people associated with the Trust Challenge, that the eyes of understanding will be flooded with light. And we'd all get revelation. Show us what we need to see. Tell us what we need to hear. Reveal to us, reveal to us, reveal to us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, reveal to us. Reveal to us what we need to see. Hallelujah. We praise you tonight. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Any pieces that we're missing in this, we ask you to give them to us. In these next weeks, the weeks that are coming that are ahead, Father, they'll be strong weeks. It'll continue to grow and be stronger. Hallelujah. We won't wane. We won't decrease. We'll increase. We won't slip back. We'll move forward. We'll gain ground, gain ground, gain ground in Jesus' name. Gaining ground, gaining ground, gaining ground in Jesus' name. Oh, we glorify you, Father. Glorify you, glorify you. And we thank you that the things you've begun in us, that you're continuing and working those things, you'll bring them through to completion. And we're depending on you tonight. We're depending on you. We're trusting in you. Trusting in you, Father, our trust is in you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Hallelujah. We rejoice tonight. You're so good and kind and generous. You're so benevolent. Hallelujah. You're working good things through us and for us. You're favoring us. Oh, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for all your goodness. All your goodness. All your goodness being shown. Your kindness, the exceeding greatness of your kindness is being shown forth to us. Hallelujah. And we rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. Hallelujah. Oh, our trust is growing. And Father, I pray for our trust, not just in finances, but this is spilling over into all kinds of areas in our lives, that we're going to trust you more. We're going to trust you more. We're going to trust you more. We're going to trust you in our families. We're going to trust you, Father, on our jobs. We're going to trust you, Father, with our health. We're going to just step out and be obedient in things you've been dealing with us. We're going to be obedient like we've never been before. Hallelujah. Obedience. Obedience is rewarded. There's a reward for obedience, and we thank you for that as we trust you and we obey. There's great reward coming. Hallelujah. Great reward coming to us. Oh, we glorify you tonight. Praise be to God. Praise be to God, who's causing us to triumph over every attack of the enemy, every plan of the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. We're not trusting in this world. We're not going the way of the world. We're trusting in you, Father. We're trusting in you. We're trusting in your word, and we're going your way. And your way is the way of overcoming. Your way is the way of victory. Your way is the way of triumph. And that's the way we're going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, on the word of God, we triumph. We overcome. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We rejoice. We rejoice, we rejoice, we rejoice, we rejoice. Hallelujah, we rejoice tonight. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are delivered from the hand of the enemy. We are delivered from debt. We are delivered from lack. We are delivered in Jesus' name from not enough. We are delivered. Hallelujah, we are delivered. We are delivered. We are delivered in Jesus' name. We are delivered in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you, Father, for giving us patience, growing patience in us. Oh, enabling us, even like Cheryl talked about, to peel off our onion layers. I thank you for enabling us to be still, like you said to Vanessa, in Jesus' name. We just take that on. We are patient in Jesus' name. And we wait for you. We wait on you. We minister to you. And we listen to you. And we obey in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise God, hallelujah. Can I have your attention, everybody? I heard the Spirit of God say on the inside, for everybody involved, every single person involved in this trust challenge, and you're looking to Him and you're trusting Him, He said there's going to be multiple testimonies for each person by the end of this trust challenge. And He said this, and I've already seen that it's spilling over to people in the church. I've been getting testimonies, people that couldn't make it, they wanted to come, but they couldn't because of their schedule. They're having testimonies. So I just think in advance, why don't we just give Him praise in advance? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All those giants coming down in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you. Signs, wonders, miracles, blessings. We're blessed to be a blessing. It's a new day. And that attachment to debt is broken. Lack is broken. Financial mismanagement, that's broken in the name of Jesus. And we have wisdom and understanding and peace. And we are moving forward. And we're going to have testimonies for years to come because what you're doing in our midst. And it's about kingdom business, Father. We are blessed to be a blessing. It's about giving life in a greater way. So we thank you for it. We acknowledge you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you all. I remember the next 2 weeks we won't be meeting, but you'll be hearing more about what's going to be happening. Love you. God bless.